The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Retired Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster taking over as National Security Advisor. He spoke to reporters after being appointed to his new position.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation. I'm grateful to you for that opportunity, and I look forward to joining the national security team and doing everything I can to advance and protect the interests of the American people.
Four Americans are among the dead as a light plane crashed into a mall in Australia.
A Beechcraft airplane was taking off from Essendon Airport from the runway. Close to taking off from the runway, it called in a mayday. We understand that there potentially was a catastrophic engine failure, but we're unsure at this stage.
Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen about to get a new owner. Restaurant Brands International, which owns the Burger King franchise and the Tim Hortons franchise, reportedly paying about $1.7 billion for Popeye's. The deal's expected to close in April and will give Restaurant Brands a chance to expand internationally. USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
60-teen heartthrob David Cassidy is being forced off the road and into retirement by an illness. Chris Barnes has the story.
Former teen heartthrob David Cassidy makes an announcement just a couple of days after the 66-year-old former Partridge Family star forgot lyrics and slurred his words during a rather strange performance near Los Angeles. That's a cut from that concert as seen on TMZ. Now Cassidy says he'll stop touring and will concentrate on enjoying his life after being diagnosed with dementia. He tells People magazine he's fighting the brain disorder that destroys memory. I'm Chris Barnes.
One wrongly sent message on a computer sent a NATO base into a panic. Here's the story.
Computer screens read, "Missile inbound. Seek shelter immediately." This happened on February the 14th at Germany's Spangdahlem Air Base. The Air Force Times reports the message was accidentally sent out to all computers on an emergency alert system for NATO's 52nd Fighter Wing section. A further investigation revealed that somebody was working on a design for the message and meant to send it to a second person for editing. Instead, an Air Force official says it was given wide distribution by mistake. It took 8 minutes before a disregard message was sent. The Air Force says those behind the mistake have been counseled.
A giant panda born at the National Zoo in 2013, leaving Washington today. Bao Bao headed for China under a long-standing agreement with that country. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to be kicking off our 55-plus show in about 2 minutes. I've got sitting here with me Susan Carson Dempster. I've got to learn how to say her name because I just call her Susan. Say it again.
There's no R. It's Susan Kasson.
Kasson. Okay. Susan Kasson Dempster. So say, and Dempster is D-E-M-P-S-T-E-R from Country Arch Care Center. And by the time we get done in this hour, we're going to know an awful lot about Susan and what the Country Arch Center Care Center does. So we'll be back to you after we play a little bit. First thing, I'm going to give you what's happening weather-wise. Can you believe that we're going to have 70 degrees tomorrow? I can't. I mean, it's 50 degrees right now, and if we take a look at the daily forecast, there is absolutely no snow, no really bad precipitation in the forecast, and the weather today is going to top out at 51. Tomorrow, 60. On Thursday, it's going to be 71. A little bit of rain late Thursday. On Friday, 63. Saturday, 63. A little rain again. It's over, I hope. You know, I guess it could get cold again in February, but when that happens, it's, I should say in March, when that happens and we get a little bit of snow, sometimes we get a lot of snow in March, it melts right away. It's not like it's cold for six more weeks. So I think we're coming out of it. Before we get started, my name is Joe Peters, and I'm going to play a little about my background and one of my paid political, not a political, paid commercial for Weichert, and then we'll get back to Susan and we'll get started. So let's start with a little bit about our organization.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and if that last public paid announcement sounded like me, there's good reason it was. As it says, I help people achieve their goals and dreams real estate-wise, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. Since if I talked about real estate every week, we'd have probably bore people to death. I think twice a month is enough. I do once a month an update on what's happening in real estate in Hunterdon and in Somerset County, and then the second week of the month, or the like I do with the first and third Tuesdays, the second show of the month on real estate, we go through some trends and what's happening in real estate, what's causing what we're seeing happen to happen. But being a senior, I mean, I like to say 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior, now I are one. It happens to the best of us, and that sure beats the alternative. I've decided to do a 55-plus format, and that's what this is. We bring people on that are in the business of working with seniors, and we've done shows from Social Security to Veterans Benefits to how to plan your post-demise activities. I had TJ from the local Ford Wright come on and do it. And if anybody can talk about a subject that's not easy to talk about and make it comfortable, TJ can do it. So it sort of takes a skill. As a matter of fact, one of the attorneys had once said, and I'll never forget this because every time I look at TJ, I think about it, is that isn't it a conflict of interest to have the guy on the ambulance be a funeral director? So, but that's Hunterdon County. We all pitch in, and we have some good civil and moral obligations, and we get the job done. So sitting with me today, and I'm going to learn how to say her name a little better, is Susan Kaysen Dempster. So Susan, tell me a little about your background, how you got started, where you went to school, and how long you've been with Country Arch.
Thank you for having me here. First,
oh,
Joe,
that's great.
And the Chamber, thank you so much. Country Arch Care Center, so excited that we're a part of this membership, and it's been so exciting for me to just get out in Hunterdon County and do what I'm doing. I work for Country Arch Care Center. That's a long-term living facility in Pittstown. We're right up the road from Walmart and Cracker Barrel, as all the ladies refer to it,
okay,
at 114 Pittstown Road. And we are a long-term living facility. That's a big new name for what we all used to call nursing homes.
Okay.
Nursing homes has a new name, and it's long-term care.
Got it.
We do long-term care. That means we have approximately 100 residents that live with us day-to-day. We are their home. We help them with everything they possibly need help with, and that's the long-term care portion in short term. We have a subacute rehab in-house 7 days a week.
Okay.
So in the facility of Country Arch Care Center, we staff a speech therapist, we have an occupational therapist, we have a physical therapist, and therapies are offered 7 days a week at Country Arch Care Center.
Wow.
The other subject that we help folks with is respite care. If you are the caregiver to mom, dad, or a loved one, and you need to get away for vacation or something else, mom, dad, your loved one can check in with us, and we're going to spoil them for you for as long as you're away.
Okay.
And then when you get back into town, you could come pick them up and take them back home with you.
Isn't that neat?
So that's our respite care. That's been very, very interesting to share that with everyone over the past few months as I've been marketing now for Country Arch Care Center. It's a subject matter that a lot of folks really don't realize that is available to them. So
right.
I'm so happy to share that education with everybody. And then the fourth bullet point, as I say, is the hospice that we offer within Country Arch Care Center. So we are a facility that houses at maximum 130 residents. Approximately 100 of those folks are full-time residents with us. We are their home.
Okay.
And then, again, approximate numbers around 20 or 30 beds are used for subacute, which is post-surgery, post-stroke, post-broken hip. You've had a three-night stay in the hospital and your doctor suggests further therapies.
Right.
Well, Country Arch Care Center is available for that for the folks. So we bring a lot of folks in that way. We get them stronger through therapies, and hopefully we return them to the community where they'd like to be.
Great. So it's a nice combination of things. So what is the shortest respite stay? I mean, can you drop somebody off for a couple of hours, or is it typically longer than that?
It's usually longer than that. It's usually a week to 10 days, okay. And then more than at other times, depending. I'll give you a situation that recently happened at Country Arch Care Center. Is the husband and wife living together. The husband was the primary caregiver for his wife, who was slightly debilitated for different reasons. So knowing he was going to go in for surgery, he pre-planned his wife to come stay with us until he had his surgery and his rehab, and then was available to go back home and care for her again. So
what a wonderful example.
Yeah, she stayed with us for them.
Okay, because I'm thinking of people are going out of town, leave mom and dad somewhere, but this is more whatever you
whatever you need. So this man needed some help just because he also needed help. Of course, the vacation category is easy to see that how it happens. You get called out because someone else needs you elsewhere in the world.
So do you do any in-home care?
We don't have that offered through Country Arch Care Center.
Right.
We do know a lot of fellow members within the chamber that can help you. We are a long-term living facility. So if your loved one and you have gone to whatever lengths you feel comfortable and was safe for you to be at home, there comes a point where we age as our parents age too, believe it or not. And we become, you know, older, and we can't pick mom and dad up as we used to. So you need to get help.
Yep.
So there's lots of help that can come in-house. But as I'm an advocate of long-term care, I believe the camaraderie of similar life stances or life circumstances is very uplifting to one another. So yes, you can keep mom and dad home possibly and get extra help, but that's isolating mom and dad, and sometimes, if not the majority of times, to be around others that have similar disadvantages or similar health issues, it makes you empowered in a way. So I think that socializing is always the best.
It sure sounds
if
like
giving
it
the
makes perfect sense. I mean, one of the things I've had Tom Bay on, and he talks about Anita's Angels, where it's all in house care, and he starts with an hour or two a week, and then builds up as your loved one needs it, whether it's parent or spouse. Then there's. I understand a subacute because my dad went through it. He had a hip replaced. He wasn't ready to come home. He needed more rehab, and he went in for about 6 weeks, and then eventually somebody actually came home and made sure that the house was in order for him, and we had visiting nurses and whatever. Interesting statistic I learned, and I'm certified in senior real estate, and we're not here to sell anything today, but just from learning about senior real estate, I learned that probably only about 5% of our total population ever get to an acute care facility. And then I had Linda, my mind's going blank, on who runs our senior center at the hospital and the memory center, Linda Bryant. And she says, well, like 6 or 7%, but you're not far off. So for out of every 100 people that are growing old and need help, only 6 or 7 of them wind up in a facility like this, not accounting the subacute, because we could all be there. My friend Ed, who passed away in his early 50s, was there because we just couldn't figure out what was the matter with him. His wife couldn't handle him, so he wound up over there. But like what my dad went through and other people go through. So about 100 of the beds, and you're saying this isn't the only facility that Country Arch has.
No, the owners are the Rosenberg family. Okay. Jonathan is the father. He's got several sons now that are coming up as the leaders into the several of their locations. This is their only long-term care in Hunterdon County.
Okay.
But they own, I believe, 7 in total throughout the state of New Jersey and okay. all different counties throughout the state of New Jersey.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So is it state-subsidized or is it a private business?
This is a private business. You know, DASHA in the front admissions office would be helpful and can answer all of those Medicare
right.
and Medicaid yeah. questions and finances. So that's who I'll direct you to on air, to DASHA. And I'll give you the phone numbers 908-735-6600, and DASHA can answer all those questions for you. We encourage anybody that's curious, or if we're telling you some brand new information and you want to come visit us, stop by anytime.
Right.
We would love to give you a tour. You could call ahead and we'll set up a tour. You can see the whole campus.
Yeah.
We'll give you samples of our activities calendar, which I always say, Country Arch Care Center is like a cruise ship, not on water. Once you come in as that client or that resident, then we are here to help you get
right.
the best out of the day. We're here to get whatever it is that you desire, and
yep.
if we can't, we want to address that for you. So it really is a wonder. It's, you know, long-term care has got a bad rap over the years,
yeah.
but I'm here to tell you, I wish I had the activities calendar that was presented to
well,
the
right.
folks
and
that live in the...
I visited somebody ever so as we were talking before we came on the air. I mean, we have a lot available in Hunterdon County that most people don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done other shows on it, and we'll do few shows again in the future on it. So the important point is it's not a state-based or county-based facility. It's a private business. So there is a fee for things, and some of that is paid by insurance, and some isn't. And that's what you're saying, Sasha.
Exactly. DASHA would answer all those financial questions that you might have for all those different categories.
Great.
But we do help and accept most things that you know, financially that way. So we always try to work with everybody and get everybody what they need and at the best way that we can work it out for them. And it's a wonderful facility. I'm so eager to help everybody look at long-term care differently. You know, I really am.
Well, and I got to admit, I always fought the worst of it. My mother went through long care in what something used to call Roosevelt Hospital. I don't think it's even there anymore. But it was difficult to get in, and they had to sign over half the assets. And it was the thing that families fight about when parents get old, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Oh, do we really want to put mom in there? Why can't you watch her? You know, it's like always one daughter or son is responsible, and the other three or four just want to minimally help out. And mom needs more than just one person watching them. And in my mother's case, it was hospice. And, you know, it's the beginning of a long story that doesn't have a good end. So, but it has a comfortable travelogue.
Exactly. Making everybody comfortable is a very good word, Joe. That, you know, as we age, our bodies are what's kind of failing. You know,
right.
it might be our mind, it might be our body, it might be both. But
mm-hmm.
at Country Arch Care Center, we've got a staff of professionals working in the geriatric community. Many of them have been with the facility even prior to the current owners having
okay.
it for 15 years. Our dietitian, Karen Fivick, has been with us 22 years or plus.
Wow.
Several of the director of nursing has been there, I think, near 20 years herself. The assistant director of nursing has been there several years. So the longevity of staff is just wonderful for Country Arch Care Center because everybody cares.
That's,
we care, and it's about knowing that your loved one, your mom, dad, loved one, is being cared for with respect and dignity and with having their own choices. And these are categories and subject matters that are hard to cross that bridge when you're there.
Yeah.
But we at Country Arch Care Center, we have a team of professionals. We have social workers in place so that they can help the families and talk them through all of their choices and decisions.
Right.
Obviously, we've got the medical staff in place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. the CNAs, which are the certified nursing assistants, and these are, I love these folks because these are the folks that are going to care for you, care right. for your loved ones. They're going to make sure your glasses are on right and yeah. that your shirt and your pants match, and they do such a fabulous job. I'm a jewelry fanatic myself. Yeah. And I love to go in and see my lovely ladies all dressed up with their jewelry on every day. And that takes time and effort for anybody to help each other. But it's truly there at Country Arch. When you come in, you see the happy staff. That will help indicate a lot to you according to the building. But
a nice story.
It's a real happy, it's a good place.
And yeah, I can recall, and I don't know if it was with my mother or with my father, and this subacute, going and finding it was run by a big business, almost like a hotel chain. And every time I went to talk to somebody, it was a different person. There was no continuity. There was high turnover. This doesn't seem to be your case.
That is not our case, and that's very good. For instance, there are big names that are franchises that right. are throughout, you know, so much more and a little bit more on the Bethlehem side. I don't know that I've seen them a whole lot here
right.
in our surrounding area. But that's definitely something when you come to this point in life, whether you need it for long-term care or subacute. My part of my programming to go out is to educate people. Mm-hmm. And like you said, right now, instead of looking at each other when the event might happen, like mom suddenly has a stroke, as in my life. Mm. One day mom's there talking to you, and the next day mom's not talking. So right. then you stare at your siblings and say, what do we do?
Yeah.
I want to just give a little bit more ease to that so that folks know their options when these situations
wow.
arise.
Great, great. So let me ask, we went through several scenarios. You could have this respite care, which is somebody comes in for a bit of time. And we went through a couple of examples of that. We can have subacute, where somebody finishes their hospital stay at a facility that's cheaper than keeping them in a hospital and probably more intense on what they need help on. Mm-hmm. And then there's long-term care. Do the people that come in for long-term care ever come in for a while and go back home? Or is it usually they come in and then it's a progression through the long-term care?
I think in that category, you probably want to reverse it a little bit. So somebody comes in for subacute.
Right.
And maybe let's use this the for instance of a stroke again. You know, when a stroke happens, there's so many different things that can yep. happen to us within our bodies and our mind. So depending on the capabilities of what that person may now be able to do or not do, depending mm-hmm. on where they lived and can they get back in their home safely. Safety is a big word that we use a lot. Is it going to be safe for yep. someone to return to their home per se? So we evaluate all that when someone comes in, but it comes to the point when maybe Mary, let's use Mary, had mm-hmm. the stroke and her family knows that she can't go back home and live by
right.
herself at this point. And maybe the family doesn't live in the area for, let's give a scenario. So then you can look for long-term care. So, you know, should we all wait till that event happens in
no.
our lives? Well, but most
usually,
of us will.
Yeah,
most of us do.
Usually do, but you shouldn't.
Country Arch Now is now sending me out with a new program called Real Connections.
Okay.
And Real Connections is just that. I'm trying to gather seniors 55 and over in whether their own housing or we go to a different community center. And I get them together. We include food if we want to, and this is all paid for by Country Arch Care Center. It's absolutely free to the public. So the surrounding seniors of Hunterdon County, we try to gather them. We feed them. We give them some type of education. The past few months, this month being Valentine's, I talked about heart health.
Okay.
Last month with the winter, we talked about winter safety. So there's always some educational
right.
process in this whole presentation. And then is my favorite part is the fun part. So either we do a craft, or I bring an entertainer that sings for us, or we play bingo and I bring prizes. So we have lots of things, as I call it, in my Felix bag of tricks
yeah.
so that we get to gather, we get a little bit of education, we get knowledge about what Country Arch Care Center offers us as a community, and then we get to have some fun. So
that's
I would
neat.
Love for anybody interested in this. I've contacted several churches in the area.
Right.
I've gone to the senior centers and the senior groups. But if anybody's listening is interested in having more information about Real Connections or would like me to come and present Real Connections to their group, please call me directly on my number, which is 908-902-0213, and I would love to come share Country Arch Care Center and our Real Connections.
And having visited it once or twice, I got to say it was really a professionally done visit. I mean, I went to see somebody who was in therapy, and I couldn't find him. And he said, "Oh no, he's way in the back. You don't see him." And they helped me out, and he was so glad that somebody was coming to see him. It was just a subacute. It's in Pittstown. It's if you were headed south on 513. Is it 513? Past Walmart, past where you turn off to go over to towards Flemington. It's down about 2 miles. It's really pretty close. It's maybe 3 miles from 78 maximum.
No, it's 1 mile from Walmart. I just measured it last week because I keep telling people it's a couple miles up the road, but it's 1 mile,
1 mile from
up
Walmart.
The road. When you see the white picket fence on your right-hand side, put your right-hand blinker on. We're the next driveway. You'll see our sign at the road, but our campus is kind of down in a little gully there, and it's a lovely campus down there once you
it's neat. I can't say enough nice things about it. Now, I find that people are it's a subject avoidance area. I mean, my kids are going through it with my ex, and it's like, oh, I'm not going to put mom in a room. I said, have you ever gone and looked at the room that you're not going to put her in? I mean, different people have different financial wherewithals. And in her case, she gets some Social Security, and it would be enough for her to go into a senior center in a town where she's been for the last 30 years, and the kids are fighting it. And I'm not so sure if somebody didn't talk to her, she wouldn't say, I'd love to be around people my own age.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Thank you so much. It's exactly what I'm doing. I quick little testimony of how I got here was my mother had a stroke at an early age. Oh. I had just given birth to her first grandchild, and my son was not even 3 months old. And zip! That's it. You know, she's still alive to this day, thank God.
Okay.
Knock on wood. But it changed everybody's lives, and we all had to deal with that over the years. So, you know, you never know what tomorrow or today is going to bring.
No,
so
you don't. And everybody has a different set of issues. I mean, if you smoke or if you drink or if you do anything else that's not good habit kind of thing, you could alter your end-of-life situation. But then you get somebody who does everything right, and he gets run over by a vitamin truck. So it doesn't, you know, you never know.
Every day is important. Every day you try your best, you do your best.
But the key is it's going to happen to every family.
It's going to. It is. Statistically, we will all be confronted with a long-term care, whether it's for subacute rehab personally, after a surgery, after a fall, some other category, and or for that long-term care. But really, it's not. It's something that we've been ingrained, like it's not a good thing. The socialization of long-term care is you can't get that being by yourself at home.
Right.
And having your daughter, son, or whomever come home once a day, and then that's great, but of course they're going to be busy.
Yep.
And to have someone whose every need is going to be cared for by the facility and the staff there is comforting. It's comforting to, yes, that person. If that person, I get to these ladies now, and I see them at senior centers, and I tell them, and I've seen this personally, if you can tell your family, I want to go to Country Arch Care Center for long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
That relieves your family members tremendously. I mean, the burden you've just taken off of your children, whoever else is going to make that decision, has been a gift you'll never, ever know, really. But I'm here to tell you I've seen it happen.
Yep.
And it's a wonderful gift to give your children the confidence that, yes, this is my decision.
Yeah.
When time comes, I choose Country Arch Care Center.
And it's interesting because I think it works almost backwards. I think I see, and I know I have in our family, on Maryland's side, somebody make a promise to their mother that I will never put you in a nursing home. And I said to her, point blank, you have no right to make a promise like that because you can't keep it. You don't know what the situation is. Just like you mentioned, a person has a stroke and they enter at that point. That doesn't mean that's the way they're going to be for the rest of their life. They're going to get better. They're going to get worse. They're going to need more care. They're going to need less care. You can handle that with trained professionals where somebody at home trying to stay with mom and it gets out of control really quick.
It does get out of control because you don't realize how much. If I take my mom still lives with my mom lives in Virginia in a long-term care. But if we were to take her out even overnight or even for the day, it's so much work. I thank the Lord every time I bring her back, and I thank the staff because mm-hmm. it's really very, very burdensome. And I right. love my mother with all my heart. But I know that she's safer where she's at. She's being cared for where she's at. She's being kept much busier than if she were yeah. home by herself staring at the TV all day.
Right.
She's at bingo. She's at singing. She's at exercise.
I love it.
You know, that's a great...
And you made a really key point. There's no reason they can't come home for the holidays.
Oh, no. Yes. In long-term care, the amount of days, I want to say, don't quote me.
Yeah.
It's like 10 to 16 days for the calendar year, which is quite a lot.
Right.
So you definitely could take mom, dad, your loved one out for a short vacation.
Okay.
And you just pre-plan that so everybody's got all the information and the correct meds, if yep. that's the case, and all those things to go along. And then you bring mom or dad back.
Now, what if the person within the care center needs ambulatory care or whatever? Is that something that the county does for you or...?
For transportation, there's several different routes that are taken okay. through Country Arch Care Center, depending on where your doctor's visit is. If it's the ambulance, obviously, yes, we just call the quick EMTs yep. here, and they're always working very closely with Country Arch Care Center. But depending on the doctor's visit and the situation, there's a couple different paths they take.
Okay, because one of the things I discovered, and I've seen it driving around since I've been in the county since 98, never knew what it was, is that we have this service that will take you anywhere in the county with 24 hours notice for $2.
And the link.
The link. I couldn't think of the name. And if you need to go all the way to New York, they'll do that, but they don't want to do it every, you know, on a continuous basis. But if you have a specialty in New York and you need to go into New York, they'll do that.
I'm hoping to use the link. Back to that Real Connections programming
right.
that I'm doing for the seniors throughout Hunterdon County. I already go to 3 separate spots each month and do senior programming. But we're planning – I meet with the mayor's office on Friday.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to get information about the community center right here in Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping in the next few months to advertise – we're going to host an event at that senior center, Country Arch Care Center, is going to host the event absolutely free for everybody. I'm going to get the posters out, and we're going to get all the seniors who want to come just to gather and have fun and learn a little bit.
It's a great way mm-hmm. to have people say, you know, this isn't so bad. Mom would, and look at the things she could do here.
It's all in your perspective. I know we've been almost kind of trained or we learned such negative things about
yes.
nursing homes. And over the years, it's changed dramatically. The history, which I've studied, is quite interesting, how nursing homes originated, but has come so much off of that path to where we are today. We are long-term care. People don't come to us to die. I mean, there's a big difference in how I say this next mm-hmm. sentence. You don't come to us to die. You come to live the rest of your life. And the staff at Country Arch Care Center is wanting to do that the best we can. We want you to have the best day
right.
every day.
Right. It's interesting. Marilyn's mom grew up in Irvington. Marilyn grew up in Irvington. When she grew up in Irvington, she, under 100 pounds, little blonde girl, would get on a bus, change on the street corner at the end of Newark and take it to downtown Newark. She worked for the FBI in downtown Newark. Today, she died doing that. Okay, the area has just gone in the wrong direction. But her mother wound up in a nursing home in Irvington. And it was probably one of the few nursing homes I've ever gone in that didn't have a stench to it. And that the people were jovial. I mean, it was because it was in Irvington. It was primarily black. I guess I can say that politically correct. They were the nicest people in the world. And she lived out the end of her life in that nursing home. And we felt very blessed that we found one where, A, she was comfortable, and B, it was where her friends could come visit her, which is important as well.
I've had families, and it was such an emotional time, but a woman was with us at my previous facility that I worked at in Virginia, and we went to her viewing. She'd passed mm-hmm. away, and her family came up to us, and it was myself and two of my other activity staff that were there that particular time, and they were so thankful that we helped their mother laugh again. And that mom, you know, had been at home a couple years prior to coming to the long-term care that I've mm-hmm. worked at in Virginia. And again, that path, that bridge to come into that long-term care is not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but we at Country Arch Care Center will help you with that. We help the families. Yep. We help the person that's going to be living with us. And it's an all-around helping situation. So I forgot. I got off.
But that's fine, because I think what helping somebody to laugh again, helping somebody to have a life again.
Oh, that was it. And they were so happy yeah. that at the end of mom's life, she was with us a few years, and right. then some diabetic thing kind of took the turn for the worse. And she was taken from us quickly, but she was so involved and so much happier right. being with us rather than being at home alone.
Right.
So that's a perfect story. I talked with a man today, just today, in Country Arch Care Center, and his name is Charlie. He told me I could use his name.
Okay.
And he said he had already been in two other facilities. He walked out of the last one. He's in ours. He says, "I don't know why I didn't know about you, but you are the best."
So the key like, here yes. is probably to do a little shopping around.
Shop around. That's what
when
I
you said. First sense you're going to need it, rather than do issue avoidance, which most people do and get into a family argument. You know, let mama take care of it. It's like, it's going to happen, and you can't possibly take care of them. You may be able to take care of them for a short period of time, but it's going to progressively get worse. Let's talk about the memory side of things. I imagine you have a large-scale memory.
We have Alzheimer's dementia okay. residents for sure, and they, we have everybody on an individual basis, because what Mary needs and what Jane needs mm-hmm. may be totally different, even though they're sitting next to each other in the same room.
Right.
So everybody's individualized, and it's hard to categorize. We don't keep everybody Alzheimer's dementia in a dementia unit.
Okay.
So. Some facilities do right. that. At Country Arch Care Center, everybody's
intermingled.
If you're a social person, we're definitely going to help you be social.
Okay.
Because there's constantly stuff going
Love
on.
It.
If you're more of an isolation person, which I know those people personally,
yep.
we're going to let you do that. I mean, okay. if you want to stay in your room for safety reasons, it's okay. They're going to let you do that.
Wonderful.
We're still going to visit you. We're still going to come bring
yeah.
you in, all that stuff.
I love it.
But
love it.
If you're not that social person, it doesn't mean that you have to be.
Yeah.
You know, that's the scary part for some. They're like, "Oh, I don't want to play bingo."
Right. I know when my dad got it late in his years, and he outlived my mom by about 10 or 12 years, we actually hired an in-home help for him. And I could probably never run for president, because I don't think it was legal employment. Just going backwards, the nuns seem to be running these little businesses, but I don't know how this happened. And it worked out to a point, but we took a look at it and said, you know, he's where he wants to be. He wanted to stay in his own home. He had the resources to do it. But wouldn't he have been happier doing some of the things that you were talking about? Because he'd love to have a beer and sit on the front porch, and I had to take that away from him because he was abusing the privilege. And it's tough. I mean, you have a lot of tough decisions to make with your parents as you're going through this. And then it turned out he has 5 grandchildren. I found out they were sneaking him beer all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know. You know, it's like... So, what you think is right. And sometimes looking back, you say, I'm not sure if those last 3 years would have been better spent in a facility like you just described, where he could have some fun and have some people to talk to.
I think we have to look at it from a personal level. Like, would we want to burden our children with the burden of us?
Right.
I think the answer is no.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, You know, not to say people are selfish, but I think they just don't know what long-term cares can offer. And right. I think this is my new, this is me now. I get to go out and tell everybody it's not so bad.
So you're the outreach person.
I'm the outreach person, and I'm the long-term care advocate. I think it's such a blessing to have.
Right.
When you need it.
Right. It's, you know, it used to be a movie. I mean, it was Third Account, Strange Encounters of the Third Kind. And first was sight. First was knowledge. Second was sight. And then third was the encounter. And knowledge is important because most people have these preconceived misconceptions, is probably a better word for it, of how things will be. Mama, they'll be with a bunch of people and it'll be like a hospital, not a nursing facility. And, I mean, I'm seeing people, Marilyn's brother and his wife are almost 20 years older than she is. So they're into their 80s at this point in time. And they're looking at a facility where they sign over like $250,000 worth of assets and buy in. And then it's so much per month and it doesn't stop. It's not supplemented by insurance. And I'm saying,
you better work harder.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, where are all those assets? Maybe they have them, and I'm sure they do. And at 86, you'll get a lot different than you do when you're 70. So you say, okay, well, I've got a limited amount of years. I have enough assets, and this will do. But we always get, because they're in Maryland, and their kids are in Connecticut and Massachusetts, and the kids want them near them. And they don't want to be near them. They've lived in Maryland now for 20 years, so that's their home. So I know in real estate, you know, we just had this conversation today on 55-plus communities, is that the people that go into a 55-plus community aren't usually 55-plus. They're usually 65-plus. It's just a kind term. Maybe the younger member of the couple is still, yeah.
I just had a birthday.
Okay. And they go in and they stay for about 12 to 14 years on the average. And then one of them either gets sick, passes, something happens. And then the other is probably not capable financially of staying there or physically of staying there. So something has to be done at that point in time. So we have, I think, and it's common knowledge, so we don't have a lot of 55-plus facility here in Hunterdon County. We have much more in Somerset for some reason. I don't know why Somerset, but most of them are not income-restricted. They're private institutions where some of the stuff we have in Hunterdon, like Herman Cap, is an income and age. It's age and income. So you can only work so much. You can only have so much in assets. And we have some of that. We have some other facilities, but we don't have, when I in real estate meet somebody, and I have a couple right now, they have a $600,000 home and they have $300,000 in equity. They would like to take the $300,000 and buy something so they don't have a mortgage. We don't have that here. Our average sale, we only sold a dozen of them last year because we don't have many of them, is about $475,000. It's above those limits. Toll Brothers, great builder and really foresight on 22. If you look across from Polar Cub, there's a whole, I forget what it's called, but it's a Toll Brothers development. Minimum entry point in there is in the fives, probably more closer to the sixes by the time you put some property around. Because I looked at one and I said, by the time I get the lot I want and the features I want, we're in the 700,000. I might as well stay where I'm at. Of course, where I was at was a big house with a lot of maintenance. Mm-hmm. So we all, I don't know where I'm going with this, but we all get to the point where this is going to be an issue. And the earlier you address the issue and start talking about it with mom and dad,
the more comfortable everybody will be. And even mom and dad listening, you can make your own decisions. And you can go into your local long-term cares. I highly recommend you do that. Go to the ones that are offered right here. Go to Country Arch Care Center. Ask for a tour. Ask for their activities calendar. Ask for their menu. These are the things that you're going to deal with every day. And then as you tour, you notice the staff. You notice the residents. and do that throughout the county to find your options so that you're more knowledgeable. You may not need it right now.
Right.
What I'm encouraging people, because Country Arch Care Center is the premier long-term care facility in Clinton, and they have a waiting list for long-term care now.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that I've been sharing with the public also. You can find a facility like, you may not need it right now, but you can certainly get on a waiting list that they will contact you. If you're not ready, then your name stays on the list. But when you are ready,
you're at the top of
the
list.
There already.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah,
I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody takes any of these suggestions, please tell them that Susan told you to do so.
Yeah, because even when I visited Herman Cap, I found they had a year and a half waiting facility. And it's new and it's modern. It's like going to the Hilton.
I go there once a month already.
Okay.
I'm very
impressed with it.
I was just there on Friday and played.
But it's income restricted. If you earn more than $36,000, I think it is, you can't get in there. And if you have more than $100,000 in assets somewhere, you can't. So it's a difficult situation because it's not meant for the people who have put enough eggs away for their retirement. It's meant
you
for
you got to start giving the eggs to the kids. That's what
yeah,
you got to do.
There you go. And I think there's like a five-year look back at this point.
There is a five-year look back, but that's all. That's a whole nother.
We'll
come back and I'll bring my money people with me.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
That might be a good, interesting conversation to have as to how to financially
Medicare,
plan.
Medicaid, that's a big topic of conversation. Maybe we can come back and talk a little bit more.
And then
detail.
We even get into with retirement Social Security, because we found that they closed one loophole last year, but we find that if the woman has been married to a man for 10 years and is now divorced, she can collect on his Social Security when she's 62, even though he's still working. And a lot of that goes on. Now, some people have been married several times. So you've got several people. It can be, we knew of one example where there were three 10-year wives all collecting off of one Social Security, and that guy was still working. The loophole that they used to have was that you could start it so that the wife could start collecting and then pause it. There was a word for it better than pause. And then continue to your 70. And the trick was to get the wife some money up front and let the husband keep working, because if you don't have to collect Social Security, and I hear different views on this, it's better to collect it when you're 70, because it's coming up at about 5 or 6% a year, where if you start taking it at 62, that's what you're going to get for the rest of your life, plus some pitiful cost of living's on it. It's not that it's pitiful isn't the right word, but it's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got probably 5 minutes left.
All
right. What haven't we covered?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that our administrator is Robert Cohen. He's very friendly, and he encourages everybody to call, come in, ask for him. He loves to tour people around also. Dasha, we already talked about in admissions. Our director of a medical director is Dr. Golub, and she's been with us for over 11 years at Country Arch Care Center. Our director of nursing is Donna Peterpaul, and as I stated earlier, I believe she's been with us near 20 years.
Wow. That says a lot when the people that have been there that long.
Yeah, these are up on the totem pole people. Karen Fivick, she's wonderful. She's our dietitian in-house at Country Arch Care Center. She's also the dietitian for Meals on Wheels and works with the senior center.
Interesting.
So she has helped me meet Joanne and Regina at the senior center with Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
And we'll be hosting an event coming up in April. We're just going to bring an Country Arch Care Center is going to bring an entertainer to their monthly social event. And I'm going to do some centerpieces. I am a florist by trade, so I love to do flower fun. And then on the brochure that I'm looking at to recap what we've talked about is my Real Connections, which we connect the Hunterdon County, the Clinton area, seniors, gather them together, we feed them, give them some education, and then have some fun with them.
That's a great way to get started. What if people wanted to find you, it's countryarch.com, countryarchcenter.com.
Care Center, countryarchcarecenter.com. That is our website.
Okay.
You can like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook going on there, too. Again, my personal email would be caccmarketing114@gmail.com. And you can just send me a text or a message, call me. I would love to speak to you and your groups. I can explain further anything you'd like to know about Country Arch Care Center. I can definitely share with you the Real Connections program that I'm very excited about. And I thank Joe for inviting me.
I'm glad you came to have us here,
and it's so exciting.
Yeah, I think Hunterdon County is a great place to live. And we've been here 18 years. And it lacks a few things. And one of the things I think it lacks is knowledge of what we do for our seniors. We do it. We just don't get the message out. We have a beautiful senior center right alongside the hospital, one of the greatest hospital systems in the state right here. And we have great Ys, senior-oriented Ys. We have senior care centers like your own that are great. We have income restricted so that if you really don't have a lot of money, then we have other kinds of senior care centers for you. Some have a little bit of a weight on it. We do a lot for our people. The one thing we don't have is we don't have senior housing as such in Hunterdon County, where you might see that in, for instance, where Marilyn's mother was in Irvington. She was paying like $102 for a little, what would you call it, California flat apartment, you know, a Hollywood, I guess, apartment kind of thing, where it was amazing for $102. And she passed about 20 years ago at this point, but it was just what she needed. We don't have that here. And so you're going to have to find a facility here or elsewhere to go into if you're going to be one of those 5, 6, 7% that are going to need assisted care at the end of your life. And Country Arch definitely seems to be, through its outreach on things like the program you've just discussed, here to help you get a little more accustomed to it. And I think getting the word out is so key, and getting people to touch it and feel it and say, when I'm ready, I want to talk more. You know?
Yeah, we're so excited. I'm very excited to represent Country Arch Care Center. It is a wonderful facility. Please come by, take a tour, call us. We'll be happy to give you the time that you need to understand and hopefully answer your questions. You can get me directly. I'm Susan Dempster. My cell phone, 908-902-0213. You could call the facility at 908-735-6600.
Well, great, Susan. I appreciate you coming. We're going to end by going through a few commercials, and then my friend Greg will be here to do his music show at 5 o'clock, which is always interesting. So, once again, this is Joe Peters from Weicker. This is my 55-plus show that I run every second week, and we've done Country Care as far as facilities. I think Country Arch, I should say. What we're going to do some point in the future is do it as far as how does the financing work? What are the considerations to keep in mind? So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week when we're going to get back on the subject of real estate.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic,
You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
These two memos provide explicit guidance to DHS staff on how to carry out two executive orders signed by the president on January 25th. One dealing with interior enforcement and one dealing with border security.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer addressing the media about memos sent out today regarding immigration enforcement.
The memo regarding the executive order enhancing public safety in the interior of the United States outlines several practices and policies in order to strengthen the efficient and faithful execution of this country's immigration laws.
President Trump toured the Smithsonian's African American Museum today and lauded the heroes he said were contained within. He also said he stands for freedom for all Americans.
Today and every day of my presidency, I pledge to do everything I can to continue that promise of freedom for African Americans and for every American.
USA Radio News.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.